All right, talking some more tournament hockey now, this time on the girls' side of things with St. Mary's girls' hockey coach, Frank Pagliuca. And Frank, welcome back.
Thanks, Rick, for having me.
Okay, let's start right at the end instead of the beginning. Last game you had, you guys have had some fits with NDA Hingham in particular. And tell me a little bit about the final game you had 5 days ago.
Yeah, we were able to have an opportunity over the past several years to end the season playing in the Hingham Showcase. It's a great event. It's expanded to 12 teams. There's some really great competition down there. So we like going down there because we feel like it's a great opportunity to get ourselves battle-tested against some good tournament teams. We played Malta Catholic on Tuesday, and we had Notre Dame Hingham on that Thursday. And, you know, it's like you can't get a better test than Notre Dame. They're highly skilled, fast, competitive team, and they put us on our heels. We had a slow first, and they jumped all over us, and we're up 2-0, and fortunately for us, we woke up and we were able to kind of grind ourselves and get back into the game and pulled it out with about 5 minutes left to go in the game. So it was a great comeback. I wish you started out stronger in the game, but we have to learn from that, knowing that in the tournament you don't get second opportunities, so we really have to make sure that we come out fast on tomorrow evening against Medford.
Do you have a lot of kids who have playoff experience?
Yeah, I mean, the whole group from last year, the majority of the group's back from last year.
Okay.
Obviously, we had no seniors on the team last year, and some of the newcomers haven't had that experience, but we have, I would say, probably 75 rostered that have it, one, if not multiple.
I lost you there, Coach, for a minute, but I got the gist of that. And it all goes back. It goes back to...
I'm still here, sorry.
What's that? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. We had a little bit of a disconnect there. No, I'm just saying it looks like it goes back to the usual players, too, that you trust who have the great experience. And I want to start with Ange Catino again because how many shutouts does she have now?
I believe she finished out with 13 this year.
Good heavens.
Really, I think she's very underrated. People overlook her as a goalie and how much she's improved over the course of her high school career. I don't know if you're aware, but as I think I mentioned to you before, when she came to St. Mary's, she was a defenseman, and she was converted into goalie. She's only been playing the position a little over 4 years and has really made leaps and bounds and has really come up big. And even in the Notre Dame game, we were definitely on our heels and flat in the first 10 minutes of the game, even though we fell behind. She made several key saves to kind of keep the score where it was until we woke up around her. So she's been really big this year and very consistent in her play and has really embraced the number one goalie role for us this season.
When you get a youngster who has comes onto the team and she has played a certain position throughout, you know, her younger years and so on, and she's convinced or her parents are convinced where she belongs, how do you get the that person to make the adjustment? And obviously in the long run you made the right decision.
It's all on her. She would do whatever she could to be a part of the team and to find her way into the lineup. And it's a credit to her and just her talent, her work ethic, and her commitment to the position to really, you know, establish herself into one of the better goalies around. And being a goaltender is not an easy task, even for, obviously, people that play the position for a lot longer than Ange has. And she's done a great job of transitioning into that role. So all the credit goes to her, her work ethic, and her commitment to the position.
That's a great story. You know, the other two superstars on the team, got to start with Jenna Chaplin and then to Maggie Pierce. Again, summarize what they've done for you this season and what you expect from them going into the tournament.
Yeah, obviously they're key players for us. They elevate each other by playing on the same line. They really work well together. And obviously we want them on the ice in those big moments. And teams are starting to take those two away. And I think that's the... You know, misconception sometimes is we're not a one- or two-person team.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of depth, a lot of quality players that contribute, and if teams want to try to take away Jenna or Maggie or both, there's other players on our team that will take advantage of those opportunities. So we're just trying to keep the balance going. You know, those two definitely spearhead our offense, but they're just not the only two that are contributing, and I think they would tell you that they're going to do whatever it takes to win. So whether it be, you know, you know, deferring to somebody else or, you know, moving the puck and avoiding things on the ice. They're doing those things right now and creating other opportunities for people to contribute. We've seen that all throughout this year.
Yeah, and again, on the score sheet, you've got multiple scores from everybody, from a lot of teams, excuse me, a lot of players in double figures with points. Coach, kind of a silly question before I ask you about tomorrow's game. Who controls the music in the locker room?
Yeah, I don't really know that. I keep that to the kids. You know, they have a well diverse selection of music. So I leave that up to the captains and the leadership group to control the music.
Wise decision. All right, Coach. Yeah. Tournament start now. You guys have finished with an incredible, incredible record. Number one in D1. Your first game tomorrow is against who is it, Medford? You'll be at the Connery at 6 p.m. So what do you want from your kids to start off tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think we're solely focused on, you know, ourselves and coming up and playing a real strong first period. And I said to the kids, everybody has going to have the same record when you play them. You know, Medford 0-0, we're 0-0, and it's a 45-minute sprint. And for you seniors, it could be a 45-minute career game. So don't regret anything. There's no more woulda, coulda, shouldas. We need to come out ready from the drop of the puck and play and just focus on our play. I know Medford will come out and play us tough. I know Coach Lanzilli personally. She actually played for me at St. Mary's for a year. I know she'll have her team well prepared, but we got to focus on ourselves and how we play and clean up some of the things that we've had trouble with over the last couple of weeks, and that's our main focus at this time.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a fantastic season. You guys and your team are tremendous, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thanks, Rich, for having me, and best of luck.
All right, be well. Take care, Coach.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is St. Mary's High School girls hockey coach Frank Paliuca. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.